I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's a Monday afternoon where we don't have to think about the Saints losing because they didn't play yesterday. You've heard Deuce McAllister talk about the Saints players really have to digging deep down inside and asking themselves the question about why this is happening. He says it's really up to the players. And you know, we have talked about the missed tackles and the not catching the ball when it hits you in the numbers. We've talked about all of that and not tackling. And Deuce is right. You know, the Saints have to ask themselves, the players have to ask themselves that question. I mean, are they really in it? And, you know, sometimes I look at college football, and I watched a lot of it over the weekend because there were some great games on. And I see these college players. They're not paid big bucks. Those guys tackle. They grab around the legs, and it seems like they do a better job of tackling than players in the NFL. It seems like sometimes when players get paid a lot of money, well, they want to make sure that they don't feel any pain. And look, I understand that as a human being. I don't like any pain. But you got to tackle. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, the Saints are traveling to L.A. to take on the Clippers. Not the Clippers, to take on the Chargers next week. But, man, how about those Tigers? LSU, I kind of had a feeling LSU was not going to keep it close against Arkansas, and they didn't. But there wasn't much that happened ahead of them in the polls, so LSU remains at number 8 in the AP poll. And we'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon as well. The game between Georgia and Texas, and Georgia won. So Oregon is now the number 1 team in the country. And Texas has dropped down from number 1 to, I think, number 5. We're going to go over that later in the hour. But that was a great game. But, you know, once again, I point out, targeting. Two Georgia players were removed from the game, ejected from the game because of targeting. What part of it don't they understand? What part of leading with your helmet do these players not understand? Are they all dense? Are these players, are they stupid? Do they just not understand? You're not supposed to do this. It happens in the NFL still. It happens in college football. But there's no getting around that it's a penalty. There's no getting around that, you know, you really could hurt somebody and ruin their career or really ruin their life. But yet they still do it. So I think it begs to ask the question, are these players just stupid? Are they dense? Have they been hit in the head so many times by other players that maybe they just don't get it? But I don't understand that, lowering the head. You know, every single time, it's going to get them in trouble. And there were two players in that game that they were ejected from the game. Saturday Night Live was kind of funny, especially some moments in Weekend Update. I'll share some of that with you a little bit later. And they did a really funny bit on a shopping channel where they were they were having a visit with the cookie guy. And he had these cookies. And they were being promoted as a zombie eye. But it wasn't exactly a zombie eye. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Bill Hemmer from Fox News challenged J.D. Vance over Trump calling Democrats the enemy within. So we'll talk about that. Olivia Dunn, the LSU gymnast who is preparing for her final season, has shared with us pictures of her in a bikini. She was in Jupiter, Florida with her boyfriend, Paul Skeens, who is now in the offseason from the Pittsburgh Pirates. LSU star pitcher went to the Pirates and had really an outstanding year as a rookie pitcher. They chartered a plane and they went to Florida, and it appears as if he carried her off the plane. She's right there near the plane, and he's carrying her like he's carrying her over the threshold, and all of that was captured and posted. There was one mistake made in the story, though. It says there's a snap that shows Skeens appearing to carry her off their jet. Well, to be specific, it wasn't a jet. It was a King Air. It was a twin prop plane. Really nice plane, but it was a twin prop. It wasn't a jet. In fact, when I saw that they flew in a King Air, I wondered, Why didn't they get a jet? I mean, between the two of them, they'd have enough money to charter a jet, but they chartered a King Air. Let's see. Trump sincerely wished Kamala Harris happy birthday. She celebrated her 60th birthday over the weekend. He got boos from the audience when he did that. So what about Donald Trump at the McDonald's drive-thru? We're going to set the record straight on this because it really was a publicity stunt. It was a photo op, which they all do. I think it was brilliant. Even though it was totally staged, it was totally set up. The McDonald's wasn't even open. Donald Trump only interacted with a few pre-selected cars from Trump supporters that were going to go through. So it was totally choreographed. But it was brilliant. And I've talked about this when I have reminded you about what the Reagan administration learned. The Reagan administration learned that it didn't matter what was being said. What mattered most is how Reagan looked and the surroundings that he was in. For example, if Reagan was seen before, like in the background, if he was seen in front of John Deere tractors, and they wanted to get across this idea that Reagan cares about farmers and cares about American manufacturing, they learned during the Reagan administration that it didn't matter what the commentators were saying. If they showed Reagan in front of those tractors, it served its purpose. And so the same thing is true of Donald Trump here. It just appearing in that window with the McDonald's apron on, looking like he's taking orders and making fries, I think it served a purpose. And there's a big controversy about whether or not Kamala Harris ever worked at McDonald's. We'll get into that this afternoon as well. And the Drudge Report mocked Donald Trump severely because of that. And we'll tell you about that. So is the whole thing, and this was the title of an article, is the whole thing ironic or is it ridiculous? I mean, I think it was effective. Fox News' Howard Kurtz delivered a number of fact checks during his interview with Donald Trump. So I guess they want to get that right. As you know, Taylor Swift is coming to town this weekend. Shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. And Taylor Swift is also just performed in Miami. She's also working on her theme, I Will Vote. It's an I Will Vote campaign. And she's targeting young voters in battleground states to get out and vote. And she's endorsing Kamala Harris. So does this bother you if you're a conservative, if you're a Trump supporter, does it bother you that youth voters, young voters may get out and vote? Because traditionally, collectively, Republicans don't want younger voters to vote because they tend to lean to the left. They tend to vote for liberals. In fact, many Republicans today who are part of the baby boomer establishment, many of them may have been liberal Democrats when they were growing up, or maybe even before they were too young to vote. They might have been part of the liberal mentality of the anti-establishment generation. So who are they today? Now, it's a whole different story. But a lot of people don't want younger voters to get out there and vote because that might hurt Donald Trump's chances. But I think it's sad when you discourage people from voting. And I want everybody to vote. I want young people to vote. I think if young people got out there and voted, I think it would change politicians, because politicians tend to listen to the older voters because they vote in bigger numbers. They're more reliable voters. If young people voted, especially millennials, because millennials make up the largest segment of the population now, if millennials voted in mass numbers, I guarantee you politicians would change their attitudes. And they would start paying attention to millennial issues. So if you're a millennial, if you don't vote, I mean, even in the red state of Louisiana, you know, there's going to be, after the election, there's going to be a breakdown of who voted. And it's important for you to vote to send a message to the politicians that they can't just pander to the establishment. They can't just pander to the older generation. They've got to pay attention to younger voters. So I think it's great what Taylor Swift is doing. And I think if your candidate is not appealing to younger voters, then that's the problem. then you need to find a candidate that can appeal to younger voters as well as older voters as well. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about on the show this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. How are you?
I'm good. You know, a lot of people have wondered why I'm doing the show from my studio apartment. It's a studio in my apartment. It's not a studio apartment. It's a very lavish two-bedroom, two-bath apartment. It's not that lavish. It's a really nice apartment in West End. And a lot of people have wondered why I'm doing the show from my studio in my apartment at West End. Why I was not there in person at the People's Choice, at the People's Health remote, and Ian was there in my place, and why I have barely been in public recently, and people have wondered. So I posted, I thought you deserved an explanation. So I posted an explanation on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. It is there now. It is an explanation of why I have not been in public. I've been going through a process. And the picture, the explanation explains it all. And if you haven't joined us yet, please hook up with us and become part of Scoot on the Air Facebook. Soon we're going to be very active on Scoot on the Air Instagram, and I got to catch up on my messages. So if you've sent me a message, be patient. I promise I will get back to all of you. And haven't gotten to you yet, I will get to you. But yeah, the full explanation is on Scoot on the Air Facebook. All right, Ian, let's do some early text messages before the first break.
Here's a text message that says, hey, Scoot, Jameis Winston will be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Bruh, whoa.
Wow, wouldn't it be interesting if he came out and just kicked ass? Like Steve Spagnuolo, Spags is killing it with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, the 49ers couldn't do anything against the Chiefs yesterday. And what happened to Brock Purdy? This guy was so awesome. And he, I know there's some injuries, but man, he missed some just wide open receivers. And he is not the quarterback that he used to be, you know. And sometimes these young quarterbacks come out and they don't think, they just play. And then they do so well that they come back the next season and they try really hard to do as well as they did last season. So they start thinking. And it's in that process of thinking it causes them to blow it. So it's a lesson for all of us.
Here's a text that says, I'm voting for Kanye West if he's on the ballot again. Remember in 2016, it said, representing the birthday party, Kanye West.
For the people who are disgusted, and a lot of people are disgusted, a lot of people who are voting for Trump are disgusted. They don't want to, but they don't feel like they have a choice. A lot of people voting for Kamala are disgusted, but they don't feel like they have a choice. So, yeah, that might be an option for some people. If he's on the ballot, I don't think he is.
No, he's not. Here's a text that says, we got a lot of reaction to the McDonald's photo op. Here's one that says, that was ridiculously stupid. What an effing clown. Another text message says, Scoos, please don't stoop to the level of having to explain to people that Donald Trump doesn't really work at a McDonald's, for crying out loud. Another one says, McDonald's new slogan is, we're now serving lies with our fries. And I'll leave you with this one. I'll leave you with this one. This text simply asks, was the ice cream machine working when he was there?
I don't know. But if it was, I bet Joe Biden would have been there because Joe Biden likes ice cream. So do I, actually. All right. If you've got a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers is open. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And how about those Tigers? You know, it seems like the last couple of years, they quite often keep it close with Arkansas. They did not keep it close this time. LSU went to Arkansas, ran away with it, and they won the boot trophy. LSU, though, again, I was hoping that if they won big, they'd go up in the polls, but there wasn't enough activity with teams close to them on top for them to move up, so they remain number 8. But Texas sure dropped down from number 1 to, I think, number 5, and Oregon is the new number 1 team in the country. I'm Scoot on the air. Hey, congratulations to Tulane. They had a hard time beating Rice. I thought they were going to beat up on Rice, but it was the defense that really won the game for the Greenies. But hey, they won. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Many of you went to Crew of Boo over the weekend. What a spectacular Saturday evening it was for that. Yeah, it's the Halloween season. And it's amazing over the years how Halloween has become an adult holiday. I mean, it didn't used to be. It used to just be for kids. I mean, when I was growing up, it was just for kids. It was just trick-or-treating, and it was Halloween night. It's almost like people look for a reason to dress up. And, you know, it's said that dressing up in a costume is not something that really hides your true personality. It's the costume that sometimes exposes your true personality. And people love getting dressed up and escaping who they are. So I understand that. But a lot of people get dressed up for the Crew of Boo. And I'm not talking about the people in the parade. I'm talking about the people who just go there. And you're starting to see everywhere. I mean, like I ate at Mina's restaurant down in the quarter. Iberville and the Charters over the weekend. Hadn't been there in a while, but I ate at Mina's. And, you know, a couple of the waitresses were kind of dressed up. And the whole place was dressed up in Halloween decor. So you're seeing this everywhere. But, you know, I think it was within the last maybe 20 years, Halloween really developed into an adult holiday. And it was the sexy witches and sexy nurses and a lot of sensuality went into some of the costumes and, sensual witches and things like that became really popular. So it's quite a holiday. Now Halloween is not this week, but it's next week. But this coming weekend, I guarantee you the quarter Frenchmen all going to be packed with people who were celebrating, and that's going to be the big celebration this coming weekend, because not everybody can get out on a school night, if you will. So a lot of stuff's going to go on this weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So early voting in Louisiana is showing that 103,000 Democrats, 103,000 plus Democrats voted, and 113,000 plus Republicans voted. I'm kind of surprised because, you know, Donald Trump has been on this, you know, campaign for a long time. Don't vote early. But I think Republicans realize that, you know, you got to vote early. And I think word is out there that regardless of what Trump says about early voting is important. Because a lot of people wait till the last minute and something comes up and they can't vote. So right now you've got all this time to vote early. And I remind you again that this coming Saturday, and on Election Day, RTA is removing all fares. All fares for all buses, for the streetcars, and for the ferry. Now, it's all designed to help people have transportation to go vote. But you don't have to prove that you're going to vote to use the RTA transportation free. And this weekend is expected to be beautiful, and it's a great sightseeing venture to go across the river. I mean, it's cool. I mean, I've done it for the sheer purpose of just riding over there and coming back. And next Saturday, it's going to be free. So, you know, I mean, it might be a little more crowded than usual because of that, but take that into consideration. And it's a fun thing to do with the kids. It's especially cool if a big cargo ship is going by when you're on the river and the ferry. I mean, because the ferry is just dwarfed by the cargo ships. Look, there's nothing dangerous about it or anything like that. It's just really, really fascinating to see that. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your early text messages.
Here's a text that says, here's a question. Where has Robert F. Kennedy Jr. disappeared to? I haven't seen hide nor hair of him since right after he endorsed that thing with the orange fur on its head.
Yeah, I think he's having another whale bake of some kind.
I saw, like a whale washed up on the beach in New Jersey, and someone was like, oh, you know, this whale hates to see RFK Jr. coming. Here's a text from Mike who says, Scoot, don't you think it's more important for people who are informed on the issues to vote rather than just getting more people to vote? If young people who don't know anything about the issues vote, or even old people for that matter, isn't that counterproductive?
Well, I agree. But I think a lot of young people who vote are very engaged. And there are no statistics that younger voters are less understanding of the issues than older people. And a lot of older people, I think a younger person who is in touch with the issues, I think that person is as good a voter, maybe a better voter, than somebody who's been brainwashed by a candidate, than the voters that have closed minds. And a lot of voters have very closed minds. They don't even consider anything else. They only think one way. Those are the voters that concern me, because they are the victims of brainwashing. They're not thinking beyond what they've been brainwashed to believe. So I'll take a younger voter over that any day.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I love the idea of folks challenging our younger voters to vote. I do not have a problem with them endorsing, but I do have an issue when they are performing, and I paid money to see their performance, and they lecture about who to vote for. The only musician I took political advice from was Charlie Daniels. A little Charlie Daniels band would not hurt anyone. The Ride 88 was good.
Well, okay, but what's the difference between Charlie Daniels supporting a Republican or another candidate, another artist supporting a Democrat? I mean, in theory, it's the same thing. So if you support one, why wouldn't you support the rights of the other? And that's the way people are. It's like, well, I mean, if they're supporting somebody I believe in, it's okay if the artist goes on and on and on about the candidate. But if it's not somebody I support, I don't want to hear it. So, you know, therein lies the hypocrisy. But the youth registration is behind 2020. And so Democrats are getting with Taylor Swift and launching this plan, I Will Vote, and trying to get young people to register to vote. And, you know, because politics is so contentious today, it's actually chasing people away. And I don't think just young people. I think a lot of people are just so disgusted with the process that they don't even want to participate. And that says a lot about American politics today, and it's sad.
James on the North Shore is listening today. He says, I'm registered Republican, but I voted for Harris. Keep that in mind. And how many Democrats voted for Trump? It's Louisiana.
Yeah, in Louisiana, there are a lot of registered Democrats who are going to vote for Trump, because a lot of people haven't changed their registration. But, you know, that was a common thing in the past, and it's... For a while, it's been a common thing. It's been a red state for a long time, but a lot of people don't change their registration. So, yeah, you know, I get that. I respect the voters who ignore their registration. They ignore their party affiliation and vote for the candidate that they think is best.
Here's a text that says, I'm a Republican. I just voted at the Yenny building in Metairie. There was no line.
Cool.
Good for you. That was not the case on Friday. A lot of people texted us on Friday to say that they went to go early vote and they were there for a little while. I got to update RF Kennedy Jr. Here's a text that says Kennedy and his wife were at that Catholic charity function in New York and they looked lovey-dovey, unlike what's been said. Yeah, because all this stuff, he got all this sex pestery allegations now, and it was, you know, he's going out with Olivia Nuzzi, the girl from the New York magazine, and then other women came forward and said that they'd had some sort of untoward sexual attractions or sexting with RFK Jr., but his wife seems to be sticking through it.
Well, you know, a lot of women, you know, as Tammy Wynette said years ago, stand by their man. Hillary Clinton stood by Bill in the face of just obvious embarrassment.
Melania and, you know, stood by Donald.
And Melania stood by Donald. And I, you know, I have to be honest, and I know a lot of people will not be happy with this, but I don't respect women who do that. I don't respect women that allow men to do that to them. And Hillary Clinton was such a strong feminist. I don't know about Melania, but Hillary was such a strong feminist that for a feminist to put up with that, let me believe that Hillary Clinton was in it for the ride. She was in it. Their marriage was a marriage of convenience. For a long time, it didn't seem like they were into each other. And their marriage was a marriage for convenience, that she was better with Bill around and Bill was better with her around. So, You know, they stuck around together. I hope they're better now. But for a feminist to put up with that, I thought that just, you know, really set feminism back, 50 years.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder what a feminist would think about that if we had one. Here's one that says, what do you think happens if Trump loses? Will he concede?
No.
No.
No, dude. No, both sides already have plans to contest the election, and I don't think we're going to find out the day after the election. We'll have a lot to talk about on that Wednesday afternoon. So, I mean, plan to tune in. I mean, how are we going to handle it? Who's going to win, and how are we going to handle it on this show? November the 6th, the day after Wednesday, November the 6th. Tune into our show 1 to 4. And we'll let you know how I don't know what I plan to say or how I plan to handle that because I don't know who's going to win. But we'll figure that out at the time, and we will handle it. You know, we get a lot of criticism on this show, but the majority of our audience is not critical of our show, or we wouldn't be as successful as we are. But it's okay for people to disagree with us. And as I've said many times, we are an alternative to the conservative shows that dominate across this country, dominate talk radio. They're all saying essentially the same things. We're not, so we're an alternative. Instead of trying to do what they do and do it better than them, we're doing something completely different. But it's my honest opinion anyway, and I only know how to be honest, so even if people disagree, I'm going to be honest because it's not my job to make everybody happy, and anybody that tries to make everybody happy is really going to make nobody happy. A woman stopped me. I was in line at Walgreens in Lakeview, and a woman stopped me over the weekend, and she just came over and she just tapped my arm and she said, "Thank you for what you do. Keep doing what you're doing." And I hear that a lot. I heard that at the Saints game the other night, that Thursday night. I heard that from people. Please do not worry. We will keep doing what we're doing. And we will do it the best way we know how to do it. So, you know, I appreciate that you appreciate it. Do not worry. We're not changing. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. All right. Leave it to Donald Trump to bring up the size of golfing great Arnold Palmer's wiener. Why? There are people who think Donald Trump's kind of losing it, that all this campaign is kind of getting to him. You know, he's not a spring chicken. He seems to have a lot of energy. But the dancing thing, just stopping the question and answer at a rally and dancing, kind of moving around and dancing a little bit. They had fun with that on Saturday Night Live. But they also made fun of Kamala Harris, too. So, why even bring that up? So what's the truth behind all of this? And Donald Trump makes it seem like he and Arnold Palmer were friends. We'll set the record straight on that when we come back. All right, on this beautiful Monday afternoon, if you want to join us with a comment, we're 15 days away from Election Day. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming back on WWL. It is the season of the witch. I'm Scoot on the air. Hope you enjoyed Crew of Boo over the weekend, and I hope you're psyching yourself for this coming weekend and also Halloween night. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a beautiful Monday. We are not suffering with a Saints loss because the Saints didn't play yesterday. LSU and Tulane both won over the weekend, which is cool. Now, I posted a new picture of myself on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And a number of people have wanted to know why I have barely been seen in public over the last month and why I'm doing my show from my studio in my apartment at West End and why I just haven't been out in public recently. I've gone through some changes, and I explain this and post a picture that reveals the changes that I've gone through. It's on Scoot on the Air Facebook. Here's a comment from Cindy. "You need more orange." Comment from Eric, "Hope you can control the border again like you did the first time." Joel says, "Looking way better now." Randy says, "I think I'd vote for you for president for sure." Dawn says, "Ha ha ha, this is great." Momika says, "You look good, better." Oscar says, "I love it." Brian says, this costume attempt doesn't count unless you flip the switch. for the angry orange man who is the Antichrist to corrupt radical chokehold, to corrupt and radical chokehold those elites think that they have the good American people, I guess, on their side. Another comment, not enough orange. No, look, this is my new change. This is why, you know, I went through some things and I just couldn't come out in public until it was all finished, but it's posted there. Love for you to become part of a Scoot on the Air Facebook. It's really sad that this barely got any headlines, but three people are dead and eight are injured from a homecoming school shooting. It was a homecoming football game at a school in Mississippi, about 60 miles from Jackson. And it happened at 12:30 Saturday. So very early Saturday morning, late Friday night, this happened. An argument between two men got out of control, and they began shooting into a crowd. There were about 300 young people there. Two 19-year-olds are dead, and a 25-year-old is dead. And this idea that people can't get into an argument without pulling out a damn gun is something that communities and society needs to work on. You better stop this. You better change the ways of young people. You better do it. The government can't do it. The police can't do it. You have to do it. That's your responsibility. If you're raising kids, you have to teach your kids to deal with conflict, to deal with arguments. And apparently the shooter or shooters, I don't know if they're sure whether it was one or two, apparently used a gun that was outfitted with a switch, which is a modification that turns a semi-automatic pistol into a selective fire machine pistol. So again, it barely made headlines. Three dead. Two 19-year-olds and a 25-year-old dead. Why? Because people got into a damn argument at a football game? You know, the arguments that took place at East Jefferson, you know, allegedly, I never saw one, but they allegedly involved switchblades. I don't know if anybody ever got stabbed. If anybody knows about that, you know, let me know, but I was never around it. But this is so typical, and it really is sad. All right. Donald Trump must be infatuated with male genitalia. Why mention it? Why does this come up? He now talks about, he saw Arnold Palmer changing clothes at a country club, and he saw Arnold Palmer's ding-a-ling, and he said it was big. He had a big, manly ding-a-ling. Those were not Trump's exact words, but he seems to be fascinated with men's ding-a-lings. Arnold Palmer's daughter, Peg Palmer, says Donald Trump's reference to her father's ding-a-ling was perhaps not the best way to honor the golfing legend.
There's nothing much to say. I'm not really upset. I think it was a poor choice of approaches to remembering my father, but you know, what are you gonna do?
I mean, I'm sure there was a time when she saw her dad naked. You know, you're a young kid. I guess you don't have any reference points, but, you know, you get to be older and she gets to be older and she's, you know, more experienced. I guess you can look back on it. Oh, well, dad was quite a dad. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Apparently, Diddy was obsessed with young Prince William and Prince Harry. Now, this goes back to when Prince William still had hair. So they weren't like kids. They weren't necessarily like underage kids, but they were younger. The royals are now revealing that Prince William and Prince Harry never accepted invites to his parties, but they were invited to his, freak outs, whatever they were. They were apparently invited to Diddy's parties. And I guess he wanted to see the royals naked. Because, like, Sean Diddy Combs was into seeing men naked. He was into seeing, you know, younger men naked. And still in prison, they wouldn't offer him bond. And I'm glad he's still in prison. You know, let him prove his innocence in court. But, boy, there's enough information here that it's just, I mean, it's shocking. And this information, this investigation is going on for a long time. But it's scary to see how some people use their wealth and use their fame. And I always thought he looked like a really good guy. I mean, I didn't know anything about him. But I thought Sean Diddy Combs was just a good guy, successful guy, just like did his thing. One of the hip-hop artists, one of those artists who was really in a world, in a sea of, corruption and violence, that he was one of the good guys. So, I'm personally, disappointed that he turns out to be such a sleazebag. But apparently he was interested in the Royals, and they were invited to more than 10 of his famous parties. But they never went. Good thing. Now, I wonder if he would have invited Prince Andrew, if he would have gone. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. We talk about coaching, and we talk about the Saints. What about Andy Reid, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs? Did you watch the Chiefs 49ers game yesterday? I mean, the Chiefs just find ways to win. And Andy Reid has been in the business a long time. He's gotten older. But he just continues to be fresh and new and good and applies himself and has never lost his desire to win. And he's just kicking ass. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are going for their third consecutive Super Bowl. And there was a great interview yesterday between Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And if you were watching NFL pregame coverage, I hope you had a chance to see that. But yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs are awesome. And what about the Detroit Lions beating the previously undefeated Minnesota Vikings? Lions are for real, too. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Well, Blind Melon singer Shannon Hoon is, he's still sleeping. He's dead. It was on this day on the Scoot of the Air Rock Culture calendar, 1995. Blind Melon lead singer Shannon Hoon died from, I believe it was a cocaine overdose, at the age of 28. And he missed it by 1 year, being part of Club 27. But Shannon Hoon died of a cocaine overdose in the tour bus right here in New Orleans. In fact, some of you listening may have been planning to go to that Blind Melon concert, which didn't happen. Shannon, who died in the tour bus, coke overdose. I mean, even at the age of 28, coke can kill you. All right, we have a lot to talk about, a lot from the campaign trail coming up next. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon, and this is WWL.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.